180 degrees, new direction. Good morning, podcast audience, in particular Local 304 in my branch, Columbus, Ohio. Yeah, I had to start this podcast off with a motivational song that's going to allow me to be in the mind frame to deliver this podcast. Stand by. It's going to be interesting. Before we address, the podcast is going to be a series. I've just been charged by Tour 1 steward in Columbus, Ohio for violating a suspension that he never even put on me. So what you have up front is you have a chief steward in Columbus, Ohio doing BIP's dirty work for him. The 180 degree movement must be picking up momentum, and now he understands that people are exposed, now the local president understands that people are exposed to his real lack of leadership, and thereby trying to now do what he's done since I've known him. Let's eliminate the competition. But you're using a Marine to do it, and before I address the postal folks, I want to address the Marine coordination. How can a Marine get up every morning and make intentional plans to do harm to another Marine? I know you're kind of jealous because you talk a lot but can't get a whole lot done, but I'm speaking on the core, the creed, and the understanding that all Marines are brothers. And that doesn't mean we have to get along, but for you to go out of your way to do harm to another Marine, shame on you. And Chesty Puller's probably doing backflips in his grave right now, ashamed of your behavior. Now let's talk about my podcast. So the Tour 1 Chief Steward wants to bring charges against Kenny Hodge. Well, I don't even begin to understand his position, and I'm absolutely certain there's probably a caveat in it for you somewhere that BIP promised you. Just like he promised you'd be branch president if you gave him enough dirt to try to take an action against me. And as you can see, he kept that promise. Not. Here we go, folks. Maybe I'm being charged by the Tour 1 Chief Steward because I had some blackface pictures on Facebook that I claimed was something else. Oh, wait a minute. That wasn't me. Or maybe I'm being charged by the Tour 1 Chief Steward because I allowed a mail handler to be fired over some procedurally defective documentation, but I didn't have the ability to represent him to bring him back to work. Oh, wait a minute. That wasn't me either. Or maybe you're bringing charges against me because I attempted to represent a mail handler who defecated on some postal equipment, and instead of representing him out of a position of compassion, I took a position that that wasn't him, even though they have him on film. Wait a minute. That wasn't Ken Hodge either. Oh, I got it. Maybe you're bringing charges against me because I refuse to represent a black mail handler. In fact, I refuse to the point that I resigned being a steward. Wait, oh, my bad. That wasn't me either. Podcast audience, Local 304, just let that marinate while we prepare the main course. First, I want to put out to Local 304 that from start to finish, I'm going to podcast every episode, every step in this proceeding, because I am confident that at the end of this proceeding, one or two things are going to be evident to the members of Local 304. One, that Ken Hodge is not qualified to be your local president, or two, there's a lot of shenanigans going on in the local that I'm going to expose, and it's definitely going to reshape how you're going to vote this November. I think that the fact that I'm now being charged again is just, I guess I should be sad, but on the other hand, I'm kind of, I ain't going to say happy, But it's good to know that my podcast is reaching the members in Local 304. And again, if I reach you, I'm going to try to inform you. And if I can inform you, then you will make a better decision on how we want to move forward in January as a local. And as funny as it may sound, I'd like to give kudos to local president Bit McLemore, state rep Darvis Wanton, and Tour 1 Chief Stewart. What I'd like to congratulate you on is actually validating for me and those who follow 180 Degree New Direction campaign that we are formidable and worthy opponents. So when you set out to do bad, you never really check your 360 degree perimeter. And what you've done is you just validated to my constituents that, you know what, maybe this 180 degrees is worth looking into. Because if it wasn't, local president and the rest of the folks who support that nonsense would not be trying to eliminate him from the process altogether. So hand claps to you three. I know it was not your intention, but I thank you anyway. Now let's get back to the elephant in the room. Yeah, I'm being charged by the Tour 1 Chief Stewart in Columbus, Ohio, for violating my suspension. I just think that's funny that he would even attempt to do that as opposed to the local president. But as I stated, I guess he is he and he is he. Listen, folks, before I get into the meat of the matter, again, I'm attempting to set the table because I'm pretty much going to say what I feel about this. And I want you to understand why it is I say what I say. So when I say to you about trying to eliminate the competition, this is the exact same move the local president put together when I ran for branch president. So when I make these type of allegations, or this type of allegations, again, this just isn't coming from being paranoid. These are steps that I've already gone through with this local president, and I'm not the only branch president who had to deal with this type of poor leadership. But they want to bring charges on me as branch president. They want to bring charges. Hey, members of Columbus, Ohio, again, you know what you've asked me to do. You know better than anyone how inefficient most people think the current union is in Columbus, Ohio right now. Come on, I'm not making that up. So because there is really not, because there's no confidence in your union, yeah, you come and we talk about things. And I'm going to talk about any union item with any member, not a grievance, if they come and ask me. Because audience, you have to understand the predicament that would put me in. I am a suspended branch president. I'm still the president of Columbus, Ohio. I seek the local presidency. If members question me on contractual issues and I just told them, move away, I can't respond, how do you think that that's going to help them understand that I am more than capable of leading the local? And again, members contact me every day. We have overtime issues in that building that stewards won't file grievances for. Yes, let me explain something to you. I don't do grievances. That is a part of my suspension. But I can show you as a member how to put together your own step one worksheet. I can show you the contractual items. I can tell you what I think should happen, and then you take that to your union. And any member in Columbus, Ohio, who I've ever helped with a step one, that is my instructions. But let us not be confused. Any member can do their own step one. I have violated no portion of the suspension that the local president has, I really think, unconstitutionally placed on me. You know, I really try to refrain from using profanity on any of my postal podcasts. A word or two might slip out here and there. But I want to tell you, I think that this whole let's charge Ken Hyde so he can never run for any union office nonsense is total shit. I do. I think it's total shit. And what I'm going to do is as I podcast this series on what's happening, and as we progress through the process, I'm going to call the series TS for total shit, and I'll put an episode behind it. That way, again, members of Local 304, this is greater than just a candidacy. This gives you an opportunity to look at your union, look at your local, and see the inner workings of it. Because again, if you understand what's supposed to take place, and then we go through this process, and you don't see those processes in place as they're written in our Constitution and bylaws, then you need to challenge your local. But members in Columbus, again, I just think it's unfair. Again, I think it's just total shit. And follow along this saga. Is going to be called TS until I'm vindicated. Now you know, I called it a saga, but actually it is so much more like a soap opera, like Peyton Place or Young and the Restless. In fact, I'm going to call this series TS As the Local Turns. Some of you that came up in my generation will understand the parody there, but As the Local Turns, that's what I'm going to call this series, to show you how Bip and his folks are trying to Shanghai 180 degree new direction candidate Kenneth Hodge from even being allowed to run for the position of local president. So I think he's feeling pretty comfortable that on the issues and on leadership, he can't defeat the 180 degree new direction movement. So he reverts back to those underhanded tricks. Let's get him elected. Let's bring charges against Mr. Hodge that not only won't allow him to be branch president, but we want our charges to say he can't run for any office in the union. Come on, folks, see through that, please. Yeah, open your eyes. Hey, listen, okay, here's what it's all about. Here's the meat and potatoes of what the TS As the Local Turns podcast saga will be based around. 201 Chief Stewart in Columbus, Ohio, contacted the local, he called in the local recording secretary, but I thought Darvis was the state representative. Maybe there's been a change, and again, nobody bothered to inform me. But here we go. 201 Chief Stewart charged me with four separate charges. One charge was about, hey, how's the Hodge Block Talk Radio? My postal podcast made a postal charge, made a union charge. Oh, really? Charge two deals with me interfering or me making a statement that I can get something done better. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to give you a quick synopsis of this nonsense. Charge three is I violated Article 3, Section 8, by stating your suspended branch president does the EEOs and redress in Columbus for the mail handler. Again, it's a voluntary service, and I guarantee that the results I get through EEO and redress will far surpass anything that your current union staff can do or will do. Listen to me, folks. I will show you so many examples of that being true. Now, mind you, it is sad because they've got a whole staff, but they don't apply themselves. But I can show you where that's not an allegation or a false statement. That's a fact. In charge four, I represented a mail handler in a step three procedural case. Whoa, really? Hey, listen, I'll give you a quick synopsis of that. I'm going to wet your palate. You had a steward who let a mail handler just get fired. This mail handler was on the street for about 3 months. Now the same steward going to come back and want to file charges on me for bringing a mail handler back to work in about 1 week's time. Now, mind you, that mail handler had step one, step two, out on the street, no pay coming in for almost 4 months. And because I stepped in as a branch president, understanding I have no role in the grievance procedure, mediated a EEO, again, EEO settlement that not only brought him back to work, but cleaned out his folder. Now, again, and I'm sorry, but I got to go just a little deeper here. The steward who allowed him to get fired and be unemployed for 4 months is now raising a charge against me because I brought him back to work for 50% of his salary. Now, I'm telling you, that's special. That's real special. I couldn't protect your job. You're out of work. You have no income coming. Excuse me. Let me calm down. Hey, Wusa, you have no income coming in. But your president, yes, I say again, your branch president mediated a deal through the EEO process that brought you back to work for 50% of the wages that you had lost, cleaned out your discipline folder, made sure that the open season amendment or statement was given to you so that you could reapply for health insurance. I mean, come on. And let me say this to you, because I want to say this now, and I'm sure I'm going to have the young man on the podcast to reiterate. We talked about the difference in money due and accepted money. And the individual knew up front, because see, that's how I deal with people, that we were taking a loss, but you had to measure the loss against, can I come to work right now at 50% loss, or do I stay out of work? And based on what I've seen happen so far, I'm going to be out of work for a lot longer. And the member made a EEO decision, because I don't make decisions for anyone in EEO. I'm not like the grievance procedure. I understand once it gets to step two, the union owns it. That's not how EEO works. At least that's not how I represent people. So shame on you for charging me with doing what you couldn't do in a fraction of the time, bringing a member back to work. So I guess you think I should apologize for being efficient. Hey, but in conclusion, these are what my podcast is going to address. I'm causing harm to the union. Yeah, that was a magical bell that lets me know we're going deeper in the BS or in the TS, total shit area. They want, my podcast is disruptive. I speak words that are meant to erode the confidence of the union. No, let me say this to you. I say this harsh, but I think maybe the members would say it a little softer, but the representation currently provided for union members in Columbus, that whole staff collectively, and I don't mean to single anybody out, you folks speak for yourself when it comes to eroding confidence. Ken Hodges has got absolutely nothing to do with that. But here's the remedy sought. And let me tell you something. My podcast, they stay up. I'm at that point in my life that I have conviction about what I say, and I'm going to say it. I don't make statements and hide from them. If I said it, I own it. I'm not saying everything I say is 100% correct, but if I said it and I feel it, nobody's absolutely perfect. But I just want to close today's podcast with, this is the remedy sought by that Brother Hodges be formally dismissed or impeached from his office of branch president and be prohibited from holding any future offices. That's got Biff Mclemore all over it. But listen to me, and I want to say this, and yes, I'm jovial about it because I think it's pathetic that instead of you doing better, you spend time trying to knock down someone who is better. But it's just funny to me. Now, I do want to say, in the beginning of the charges, you want to charge me for representing myself as a branch president. But in your conclusion, the remedy sought is you want to impeach me from branch president. So can we kind of get together on, do you think I'm a branch president or do you not think I'm a branch president? Because if you already think I'm not a branch president, then the whole act of impeaching me from being a branch president just don't pass the common sense test. Stay informed, folks, and please follow this because I want you to understand exactly what's going to take place and to give you a earful of the inner workings of your locals. Have a great day, and trust me, the TS, as the local turns saga, will be aired consistently, and I'm going to try to keep all the podcasts at 15 minutes. Again, I don't want to inundate you with information, just small bits and pieces that you can think about, digest. And again, I'm going to need the support of my members. Again, wrong is wrong, right is right. And this isn't about whether you think I should be branch president or not, because that vote has already been cast. I'm simply asking you to protect the integrity of the process, because this week they're trying to kick me out of office. Next week or next year, it could be you.
180 degrees.
New direction. We won't back down.